Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I please start off with your 16-digit reservation code, please, 4 digits at a time?
Sorry, hold on. Let me get this volume turned off.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, I'm sorry. You wanted the reservation code?
Yes, please. 4 digits at a time.
2411.
Mm-hmm.
1601.
Mm-hmm.
0040.
Mm-hmm.
9961.
Alright, give me 1 second to pull your file up. Perfect. And just in case we get disconnected, we do have a new phone system set up here. What's a good number to reach you back at?
606-638-9888.
Perfect, perfect. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Erica McKinney.
Perfect. 1 second here. All right, Erica, I'm just going to confirm a couple things I have on file about the business, and yeah, then we can get started. I'll point you in the right direction, answer any questions you have. And are you, who's the 100% owner? What's the ownership breakdown like?
Well, we have a couple of businesses. This one came under McKinney Hauling. It's my husband and I. And then we have a little gravel business. And I am 51 and he is 49. I mean, it's just the two of us that own it.
Is that in both businesses or across the board?
Well, yeah, McKinney Hauling, we both own it. It's a joint.
51-49 or is that 50-50?
That should be 50-50. I mean, if he goes in on, it's not incorporated or anything. It's a, that's our other business is. And I'll tell you what I have questions about. I don't know if you want to waste your time doing all this so I can...
Yeah, I just got to confirm this one couple other things.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sure.
Are you still located? Can you confirm the address for me, real quick?
Yes, we are at P.O. Box 383, 20480 Highway 23, Louisa.
Okay, okay. And how long have you been in business for?
We've had the business for probably 18, 19 years.
Okay.
I mean, we've had the trekking for probably 20 plus years.
Okay. All right. And are you a corporation, LLC? I think you said you weren't a corporation.
The gravel yard is a corporation, yes. Big Sandy. It's under Big Sandy Stone and Pipe, which is the one I really want to ask about. So.
Okay. So the gravel.
It's called Big Sandy Stone and Pipe. Mm-hmm.
Sandy Stone.
Big Sandy Stone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Big Sandy River.
I gotcha.
We're in the bowels of Eastern Kentucky. Yeah.
And that's a corporation. Do you know if that's S Corp or C Corp? If you're not 100% sure, it's not an extremely large issue at this stage.
I think it's a C, maybe. I'm not sure. I know it's a, like, sole, you know, it's not like a.
It's not a sole prop. It's not an LLC.
No.
Okay,
no,
I got you. And you for Big Sandy Stone, is that the doing business name as well, the DBA name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Erica, yeah, tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do here. I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, well, I just had questions about, like, our business. You know, we have it paid off. Well, I think I owe $4,700 on it. But we've had it, you know, like, we are, like, literally, we paid $250,000 for it, and it's paid off. And I just need some equity. I mean, I need some operation money, you know.
Okay.
I don't. It's probably worth. I mean, just like fixed operation cost and new product, perhaps, or you know what I mean. Like, we don't have to have it, but I just wanted to check in and kind of check and see what kind of. I know that there's secured and unsecured loans, and the unsecured, which I wouldn't care to look at it under McKinney Hauling for that, but the Big Sandy, I'm certain it would probably have to be something secured since it's a bigger business. You know, I mean, small business. We only have 2 employees, but. Just looking for capital money, you know. I've got
okay.
A couple of small debts I'd like to pay off and free up some monthly deals and, you know, to, I don't know. My husband's like, you better call and see what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, go call and see.
Well,
God help us.
Are you looking at any equipment, did you say?
Well, catch that. We just purchased equipment, is the thing.
Okay.
We just purchased another excavator.
How much was that for?
I think it was 30.
30K? Okay. So you just want this capital for now just to pay off some smaller debts, bills, and...
I have some old tax bills that I've been paying on, like to clear those up, and I need to pay for... We owe a gravel, where we buy the gravel from, I owe them quite a bit, and I'd like to get them off my, out of my hair and, maybe do a little longer term than, I don't want no 90-day note, what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I should try to address it with the hauling side or with the Big Sandy side. You know what I mean? The business does good. It holds its own is what it holds. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of profit margin in it, but we turn the money over,
Yeah. For the gravel business, what were your gross annual sales like? Because working capital loans are primarily based on revenue.
Oh, shit, I have no idea. I think
ballpark me.
Probably 800. Probably 800,000, maybe. I mean, we usually do $700,000-$800,000 down there.
Okay.
Usually what rolls through the books there,
Have you guys been growing year over year for the past 5 years, or has it been pretty much 700-800 for...
Oh, shit, I don't know. I'd have to pull all that out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It holds its own. We do good as far as turning money over. It's just, you're just no profit in it. You're just breaking even all the time. Holding your own. And I need to just consolidate a few things down and free up some monthly money, I mean, I've got several payments that I don't owe very much on these. But if I could get it out of my hair, I'd free up $2,000 a month just like that,
Mm-hmm.
Two or three, whatever. I don't know. I don't know whether to even inquire about something unsecured, like a smaller amount, or something secured and use our property, our business, or I don't even know what the right route to address this is.
Well,
I need capital, I mean, we had $50,000 in the bank when we started the business, and over the years, it's just like you need money to buy product up front, and over the years, it's just kind of like, kind of squeezing us now. We're just like, what the hell, we want to pay for it as we go. We don't want to owe a debt,
How long does it usually take you to turn over inventory when you purchase it?
Not very long.
Not very long. Month.
We bring in gravel quarterly. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is we have contractors, a lot of contractors, and like Columbia Gas, big contractors, AEP, Columbia Gas, like big name contractors,
Mm-hmm.
And they're, we're on a 30-60-day pay, and it just...
Net 30, net 60, they probably turn into a net 90 sometimes.
On occasion, the smaller ones, some of the smaller businesses do, yeah. It's kind of like it doesn't, it turns money over every day, and we've got equipment that we work to, we've got backhoes and dozers and, dump trucks, and it's just two guys, it's just my husband, he does most all of it, and then the guy that runs the office and the loader and everything, and it's a good little business there. It's just, the economy sucks, we're in the coal fields,
mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's just kind of like, we just feel like we need to feel a little bit more secure about not being in the, in the hole or in the red or, just something to kind of give us a jump start again to...
Yeah, of course, of course.
The thing is, I don't have any debt on it, I think I had a fuel tax audit and a sales tax audit, and that screwed me, and it was stupid, ridiculous stuff that I had no clue, that we charge a sales tax on a delivery fee. Something had changed 5 years, so I paid like $18,000 I've been paying on that, and then I had a fuel tax audit, which was ridiculous too, and it was another $19,000, So it's kind of stuff like that just, we borrowed we did an SBA loan. I think we gave $250 for the gravel yard, for the business. We paid off the big loan. The $50,000 of it we borrowed through FiveCo, which is a area development thing. They give you a low interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I only owe $4,000 or $5,000 on that. But the big loan's paid off, So it's done well for itself, and it continues to, it holds its own. And I don't know. I don't know.
What was the name of the business? Lender that you had about $4,000 to $5,000 balance on?
Yeah.
What was that name?
Oh, FiveCo. It's FiveCo, FIVCO Area Development District. And it's like a state-funded, five counties, and they lay loan money and try to have a lower interest rate. And you know, it's a good program. The payment's not much. So that's the only thing I have lingering out there. Everything else, other than the actual gravel bill that we owe.
How much is that?
I think it's around 60.
60K?
Yeah, but which is not unusual. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not unusual for us to have a 56. I mean, we've had it up to 200,000 before, you know.
Oh. And,
Yeah, it's really scary. Oh, shit. No, we pay it. We have to pay it monthly.
Okay. What about the 5-co one? Do you pay that monthly as well? Are they on weekly?
Monthly, it's $463, I think, was the payment. $463.50-something. $463.56, I think, is the amount.
Okay. Perfect. Have you looked elsewhere for financing at all, Erica? Have you gone to the bank? Who do you bank with?
Well, this is the thing. We bank with People's Security Bank, and they just got bought out by a big corporation, corporate bank. And so, you know, we're kind of new to them. You know, we had the mom-and-pop local bank for 25 years. And so we moved our account to Louisa Community Bank, which is another local bank, you know. And, I mean, we talked with them about, we didn't talk to them about this. We just talked to them about, you know, just seeing if we could, if it would be worthy of our, you know what I mean, of our, like, look at our financial statement and stuff and see if they thought that it would be a good idea to look into the truck, look into the, but they've got, like, they've been under, like, FDIC investigation and stuff, and they've got all new people and stuff in there, and, like, we just weren't getting anywhere. And my husband's like, you know, I don't want to wait forever. If we're going to do something, we need to, you know, look at it and do it. So we were just kind of like, eh.
It tends to happen.
Yeah. We put an application in. We met with them and talked one day, and then it's like 3 weeks later, we're like, hello, is anybody home? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you deal with the depository banks, it's they got a lot more regulations than we do. We're a bank as well, but we deal exclusively in financing and capital and equipment, so we're not dealing with anything
if equipment is what I need to, you know, I don't know if I have an equipment loan for a loader we bought, you know. I mean, we've got two big trucks, we offer Coca-Cola. I mean, we've got the equity for sure. You know, that's the thing. This is the thing. We're old school. We're older. We're old school. And we're like, why can't you take your land and go up there and just get some money? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we've always operated, you know? And it's like we have a lot of equity. I've got 25 rentals. I've got a lot of equity in them. I've got vacant land. I've got a lot of equity in it, you know, paid off. But it's the cash flow. It's the you go through your spurts. You've got times when people don't have a lot of jobs and it slows down a little bit, or times when there's just not a lot of billing going on. People are afraid, you know what I mean? And then you have the winter months coming up when we get hammered. You know, we sell for the vouchers for the state. You know, we sell coal and wood, and it's a busy, busy time. But it costs a lot of money up front to do that. You know, we're paying $20,000, $30,000 up front for coal, house coal and wood, and it might be 3 months before they ever even start paying the vouchers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it. But if we need to look on the line of equipment, I mean,
No.
Is that what the unsecured loans usually are for? Or are they just for small amounts, just a quick payback?
No. Okay, so the unsecured working capital loans is, you know, probably from your figure, it's based on revenue. So for around 800K, if you're doing that yearly, you know, I could probably ballpark 70 to 85K. Probably free up for you, which should be able to help you out a little bit, at least with the gravel yard, get them off your back. What was the total amount you're looking for?
That's really about where I'm thinking. I mean, I'm thinking around 80 would do all the, you know, the little fiddly things that are out there that are big payments, you know, $1,500 there, $1,300 there. You know, that would do that and pay off the gravel, which would free up probably at least $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what kind of term are you looking for, Erica? I know you expressed that you didn't want to do something like 90 days, but would you be open to more of a 12-month? Or working capital tends to be more short-term. I think the longest we'd really go out here for first-time customers would be really upfront with you. You know, we do offer top-tier credit, you know, all that jazz where you see on a car commercial. You know, we do offer the 3-year working capital unsecured. It's very rare. More likely you're going to get an 18-month to a 12-month, something like that. Do you think that could work for you?
Mm, that's too much. I won't go into something that I'm better off the way I am as opposed to going into something I know I can't handle, you know? Like the weekly payments, our cash flow is not quick enough for that, you know?
Not quick.
Our payers, you know, we don't get paid quick enough for that. And, like, I think that I would be better off to go for a longer-term secured loan. I just feel that way. I think I would have a better chance at getting it. You know, my credit isn't the best. My debt-to-income ratio is off the top. You know,
what's your credit like? Like, ballpark me.
$600.
What about your husband?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about his. His is probably, probably 590, 600, I don't know. Something like that. I mean, we have some. He had a couple of medical problems, and we have several hospital or doctor. You know, the hospital is what it is. Did things on our credit, and then it should be on the up climb because we did some reorganization, and instead of having a million bank loans, we're now down for our rentals and our personal end. You know, the gravel yard doesn't owe anything, so it's kind of hard to determine it from that. So I don't know if you have to go from that perspective or from the personal perspective, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a little bit of both. We do look at both. Would you be open, Erica, to securing any of the equipment that you own to in order to get like a longer term here and maybe a little bit more money freed up?
Yeah, I'll just put the equipment up for the definitely.
Of course.
I would not expect. I told my husband that I was like, there are no such thing as real unsecured loans. I know that. We've been doing this shit for years, you know. I mean, I have a car out here that's like flipping 2005 Crossfire convertible Roadster coupe, and I borrow money on this car. You know what I mean? Like, it's in the garage. It has 1,200 miles on it. You know what I mean? And the only thing I ever do with this, if I need $10,000, I go
just borrow money on the car.
Here's the title. You know what I mean? Like, we don't drive it. We don't. You know what I mean? It's beautiful.
I got you. Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I do pretty much with this. I mean, if you want to know the brutal truth is, this car didn't do anything but let me borrow money against it.
Well, it's good. It's like a driving credit score.
Well, you know, I mean, our goal is obviously to get out of debt.
Yeah.
You know, and I've went 20-plus years and never touched the gravel yard, and I really don't want to do it, but I just feel like I think it's a smart move to try to get a little working capital, get some of these loose ends tied up. Yeah, the equipment, I don't know what, I'd have to have something that's worth that or more.
I mean, what do you have off the top of your head that you own outright? Do you have anything like that for the gravel yard, or are you all still making payments on things? I mean, not that you can't use that either. We can use some of the equity that you've already paid off.
The loader I have not paid off, so I don't know what we gave for that. We've got a Basco and an excavator, and I think the rigs are worth. We got two big trucks. They're worth quite a bit. I have no idea. I'll find out.
I think that's the move that's going to best suit what you need as far as, you know, term lengths go and getting you a little bit more than just what you have revenue coming in. We secure a little bit of equipment, and it'll just get a little bit more breathing room for you.
I do realize that these kind of services, the interest is higher. I mean, I know that you'd probably pay a price for not using your local, you know what I mean, your local bank, but I just kind of...
Well, we also move a lot quicker. That's the other thing. When you get the paperwork back to me, I get it to underwriting, and we have numbers in front of you presented in about 24 hours. So, like, that whole, see if you're going to get approved in 3 weeks later.
Talking to the bank that this is the other, I'm a catastrophe. You know, two kids, I went back to college at 46. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those stories. But I'm just now trying to finish up my 2015 taxes. I'm on an extension, and so I don't have those prepared yet. But I don't know if you guys use bank statements or...
We use both, but we can deal with the 2014 taxes, no problem, if you're still working on those.
Similar. That could be an issue. It honestly is very, very close, and nothing drastic has changed, you know what I'm saying, like, at all.
Well, we get the 2014 statements, and if we get the bank statements, obviously, that are current from this year, we shouldn't really have any problems on that end.
Okay. I'll have to find all the... How many months of bank statements do you have to have?
Six.
Okay. I'll have to find all that.
I mean, if you bank online, I mean, they should be able to handle that, but I know you told me you do use the local...
Yeah. Oh, honey, they're so mom and pop. Are you kidding me? I do have it. Oh, I can print them off offline. Yeah, I sure can. I can.
You can? Perfect. Yeah, you can just email those. This is the easiest way.
Yeah, I can do that. You know, the banks around here, we have, like, line of credit. We've had it with the old bank when they were bought out, and we have it with the new bank too. And they'll give us, I'm just telling you this because when you look at my bank statements, this is going to write the story. They'll give us around usually $5,000. Well, one couple of the banks are this is the deal. The next door neighbor is the banker for my trucking company. You know what I mean? You know, that we're just like, hey, can we, you know, we have money. The money's turning over. You know, it's just once you get your operating costs every day, you know, you need fuel. You can't wait for your payday. And then they'll give us around the other bank. We had a $30,000 credit line. And what it was that I could pay the bills, do what I need to do. Now, they charge me a fee, but they cover everything. You know what I mean? Up to $30,000. Now, this bank, we're at about $5,000 to $8,000.
That's small.
Yeah, but it's okay. I don't want any more than that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm like, our goal is to get out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, not take on any more.
Right. You know, we're hitting it hard. You know, we have been for the last several years. Like, and that might be some of the reason that... I've tried to pay things. Like, the old bank we used that sold out to the big corporate bank, they kept on wanting me to finance everything together. One big payment, and I kept saying, I don't want that. You know, I have 25 rentals. I probably owe on 13 of them, you know. Anyway, at the end of the day, we ended up putting them all together, you know, to have one payment, which I was getting, I don't know. That's part of the reason my credit is suffering, you know. I had a whole bunch of stuff happen at one time. And a lot of repairs, and I just got behind, you know, like 30 days behind, 10 days behind. You know what I mean?
When it rains, it pours, right?
Oh, God. But now, we've done this probably 6 months ago, and now it's great. I mean, I was against it all, but it's been wonderful. I have no problem making the payment. It's always on time. You know what I mean? Like, so, but for a while, they had all of our old payments individually on there and the new loan, too. And I was like, shit, it looks like we owe, like, a lot more money than we do, you know?
The numbers scared you at first.
Yes, it did, you know. But they took that off they fixed it on the credit report. They're showing that we have one loan with X amount of dollars, you know, for the rentals, and everything's current. It's just going to take time for that to all get lined out on my credit will be climbing, there's no doubt. I mean, I can talk to you all day long, and I know this doesn't matter at all, but in my mind, I'm saying out loud, I know my credit's climbing because we've done the right thing, and it's probably been 6 months or so now, and it's, you know what I mean? It's working out.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I think I've seen a difference in the last report as opposed to the one before that. I think it's went up a little bit since then.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's I don't have the best credit either. Don't worry about it.
He always had a 700, 750. I mean, he had excellent credit. I started out at a young age way overspending, you know.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Cards and when I'm 20 years old with $19,000 in credit cards, stupid shit, you know.
Ooh.
But when you look at the report, it's a million pages long, and we've paid off so much, you know. Just kind of on the home stretch with my rentals, and I don't know.
But do you have any other loans on the business for the gravel yard besides that 5-0 thing?
5-co, we pay.
5-co.
Yeah. Nope, we pay insurance, property insurance. We pay our health insurance out of it. The two guys' little salary, which is nothing, $28,000 a year on each one. Everything that our expenses, everything in there is the material, fuel. You know, that's what it is. It takes everything just operating, you know. There's not a big profit margin here, you know.
Well, is your industry as a whole, like across the nation, do you know if it's been on the decline recently, or is it maybe just your geographical area being there?
Well, you know, we had all these issues with the government shutting the coal mines down is what happened, which it's better. You know, I think we're over the
hump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, all these mines all of a sudden just shut down, and it might be 30 miles, 40 miles from us. It might be 60 miles from us, but... You know, we're hauling that distance when people have construction going on. Well, we do so much for the big companies like Columbia Gas and American Electric Power, those kind of jobs that, you know, we travel the distance to do it, you know. Like I said, everybody knows my husband in this town, and everybody, you know, he's a good guy, and, you know, a lot of those places won't use anybody but us. It sounds like a lot of money, but if when you look around at big cities, I mean, our little tiny business, you know, we're in a little tiny community, you know. That's not a lot when you're talking about, you know, if I pay $400,000 for gravel in a year, that's really not a whole lot for a gravel business, you know.
It sounds like a lot, because if you're thinking like $500,000 in gravel, like, oh man, this must be a huge business. But
really,
no, I totally understand the margins aren't that. What's your return on investment when you get, like, you know, say you got that $400K in gravel, like, what do you make off that at the end of the day, really?
I think we were right at around $1 a ton, because we haul it a long distance. By the time we calculate our fees, what it costs us using our own trucks and our own employees to haul it here, you know, that's quite a bit. I mean, you might buy it for $7 a ton, but it's going to cost you $8 a ton to get it transported here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going about an hour away to get it, you know. That's all interstate, too. You know, that's how far we have to go to bring it here.
Wow.
So we were like at $1 a ton. We sold to the county, which we made less than that. We pretty much made maybe 50 cents a ton. That's not a whole lot when the little trucks only haul 20 ton. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then you have a delivery fee. But our money is when the big businesses want the big loads and we bring it straight from the quarry. We don't handle it none. That's where you make your better money, you know, because you have the delivery fee and you're not handling it. You're not bringing it in, dumping it, reloading it, and sending it out in the little trucks. You're just hauling straight from the quarry to the location that it's being delivered, you know, in the big trucks.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's your profit. I don't know. I could ask.
Well, that's the efficient way to do it. You know, you're getting a large sum of it because the fuel, like, how has that been affecting you? Has that with fuel prices drop, with oil dropping, is that, you know, because I understand
when you make money. That's the only, when the fuel went up, you know, people can only pay what they can pay around here, you know. And when the fuel went up, it's like we lose our profit big time with that fuel, because our delivery fee is where we make the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not in the product, it's in the delivery of it. So, you know, we might charge $100 delivery fee, and if fuel's down, we're making good on it. But if fuel's at $4 a gallon, well, you know, it's taking a good portion of that delivery fee, which we don't live out of that business. I mean, he uses his equipment and tears houses down and does a lot of building roads and excavation and that kind of stuff, and that's what we function on, you know what I mean? The gravel yard just holds its own for itself, and like I said, it's been there 18 years. And I've not, you know what I mean, we've not had to... We don't have to anyway. I'm just trying to loosen up the noose a little bit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We're getting older, and this is no fun. Playing the whole game's no fun anymore, you know? I can't wait till we can sell everything off and, you know.
Well, yeah, this is the time when you want to really grow the business so that you can, you know, if you're planning on selling in the next 5-10 years, now is when you want to put that last push in, grow the business, get a higher valuation, and, you know, like, the last 5 years that you're working here in the gravel, you know, that could be the difference between selling it for, you know, a few million or a lot more than that,
You know, I'm in college, working on a nursing degree, and I'll be out in three years. I want out. I'm tired of
that. Well,
this is
time to make moves then.
It is. It's like, you know, put me up on something no more than 3 years. And the thing is, like, as long as I know I can sell that place down there and be totally out of debt, I'm fine. And I have been in that shape for a long time. But it's kind of like, I'm tired of the rat race. I'm tired of the... You know, borrow from Peter, pay Paul, and oh, we've got to, you know, all the little stuff. I'd rather have one payment. I think the whole thing with my rentals in the bank has shown me that I can handle it a lot easier when everything.
You have one payment consolidated.
It's out about all the little stuff and when and where and how. You know, I just want to, like, get it smooth. You know, for me, smooth sailing. You know, this whole, what we've been doing for the last couple of months is we've been buying the gravel as we go, which is where we want to be. the county, they bid out their bids every year, and this past year we don't have the bid. We don't have the bid right now, which it comes back in June. But the thing about it was we weren't making money on that anyway. So what I told my husband,
no big loss.
Where we were when we could pay for the gravel as we go. You know, if you have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in capital money, you can do that. You have no debt. You pay for it, you collect your money, and you go on your merry way. You know, it's easy to accumulate in 30, 60, 90 days a big deal, and then you're waiting. They're wanting their money, you're waiting. Your contract, I don't even know what's out on the books. I'd say there's every bit of $100,000 out on our books.
Really? When do you expect to ever have that come back into business?
Well, who knows? You know, who knows?
I mean, you're definitely not the only one. Like, you don't know how often we deal with this now, especially with the construction's really big right now. We're booming. I want to say, like, maybe like 6 out of 10 of our deals are construction based, just for projects. And you know, the net 30s are turning into net 60s, are turning into net 90s, and these guys are SOL, and you know, they need a bridge loan now. It sucks, but
when the bank changed over and we lost our $30,000 line of credit, that's what we operated on, period.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that for 20 years, you know. That's what I operated on, waiting on somebody to pay, put it in there.
Take it out, put it back, take it out, put it back. I got you.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable not knowing when something's coming in and not knowing when I'm going to be able to pay something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get behind on your payments everywhere. That's why your credit score goes down. It's like my whole perception of this whole ordeal is, we've worked for the last year and a half hard on trying to rebuild our credit, you know. I mean, we're battling this debt-to-income thing anyway because you spend all year long trying to show you don't make no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then at the end of the year, you're like, shit, you know.
Now my income's, yeah, you either show it on the taxes and you pay it, or you don't show it, and then your debt-income ratio is all messed up, and then you end up...
I'm not going to say that out loud, you know what I mean? But that's where... yeah.
I'm not an underwriting. I don't care.
I'm just saying, this is how it rolls, and I don't care who you are in business, that's how it rolls, you know, and you've got to have capital money to operate on, and whether you're going to gain your capital money by paying off debt and reorganizing things, or you're going to gain capital money by borrowing the money and putting it in the bank, which I hate the thoughts of having to pay interest and blah, 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 you know. But my whole purpose of this whole ordeal from a year and a half ago was rebuild our credit, you know, try to get our debt-to-income ratio back to where it's balanced out again, try to get, you know what I mean? You can't depend on your contractors to pay you timely to pay your payments, because when you look at my score and see that I got behind, I will tell you why I got behind. You know what I mean? You can, it's writing on the wall. We're waiting. Everything we do has a customer. You know, my rentals, if my tenants don't pay, I can't pay my rent payment, you know. You know, if we do a job with the excavator and they don't pay, I can't pay the excavator payment. You know, I mean, it's just bottom line. It's not frivolous diamonds and cruises, you know. It's basic, everyday, fixed operation costs, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like if I don't get paid from work, I'm not going to pay my rent to my landlord, and then he's not going to be, you know what I mean? It's just a trickle-down effect like that.
And years ago, you know, you made enough profit on this stuff, and you had enough overwhelming business. For years it's been that way, that you put money back. Well, now it's just not, you know, we have so many EPA regulations, the taxes. It's just impossible to sit on a nest egg anymore. It comes in, you pay it out. It comes in, you pay it out. When you see my checking account, you'll see exactly what it is. Comes in, it pays out. Parts, fuel, gravel. Parts, fuel, gravel. And a payday every now and then. You know, that's it.
How has it been more, like you said, regulations and, you know, costs going up? Or has it been people getting into the business and that becoming more saturated?
No. We have one guy that about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, opened up a little business and decided he was going to be our competition. We have more. We are the quarry that we buy from, which is like in the tri-state. We're in Ohio, West Virginia. Where are you located?
I'm out of the San Diego branch, but I'm originally from New York, New Jersey area, so I'm pretty familiar with the East Coast.
California, right?
Yeah.
You know, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, you know, there's tri-state. And we are within 3 miles from West Virginia, and we're within probably 15 miles from Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, we're right in the tri-state.
Oh, you're right. You're right on that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are more northern Kentucky than Cofield. We're, you know, 70 miles, 60 miles south of us is the bowels of the Cofield, you know. So we're right here in the midst of all of it, we're accessible to go travel and bring it here, you know. Everybody on up from here, 60 miles, they're going there to get it to where we go from. And we are their single largest customer, have been for the last 15 years. And in our competition that opened up, we have more business with our contractors than he does having the county's business and whatever else you think. You know, we still are the largest.
Well, yeah, you got like 12 years on the guy, too, time in business,
18,
too.
Probably, if the truth be known. You know, he worked for the people who owned it before we bought it. He's the one who did all the deliveries, you know. So, like, the whole business is based on him. And, you know, he's got a very, very good reputation, which doesn't help your credit any, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, I'm painting the picture here because this is just what it is, you know. I mean, it, but, you know, we have accessibility. We're a little bit closer to where we, you know, where the actual quarries are that they mine the gravel, you know. And so we have a little bit of advantage on the ones up the road from us, you know. So we do a lot of stuff up that direction, you know.
And it sounds like in your game, it's all about distance. Like, when your fuel costs, it sounds like it's all about distance.
Yep, it's all about distance. It is. And, you know, like if we can buy, we have other products other than just gravel. We get slag, which I don't know if you know much about this stuff, but it's kind of a, it's kind of like what the railroad uses, only sometimes it's crushed up. Like, and if, or we'll buy, you know, $4,000 worth of sand off somebody because we get a good deal on it when they're dredging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's stuff like that, you know, and we stockpile it, you know. I mean, I think that, of course, the regulations have, say, for instance, our payroll taxes. What was $570 8 years ago is $1,300 now. Not because of a change in payroll, but a change in tax rate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, everything just costs so much more. And we have to increase our pricing with the economic, you know. But we're not trying to kill any, rape anybody on a price. We still have a business to run. You know what I mean? We still have a couple employees, and we worry, you know, we want to keep the ball rolling. You know, that's it's all about turning money over. It's all a money game. It's all about turning it over, putting it back in, turning it over. You know, that's it. It's all about.
Yeah, so what's your plan B here if you don't get this? Or you just, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's going to make or break the business per se, but
it would certainly
help out.
Pay on it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's nothing catastrophic regardless one way or another, but I don't know. I mean, I don't have a plan B.
When's the next time you plan on purchasing inventory? Because, I mean, these working capital loans are, you know, that's a very good use for them. More so than paying down debt is you know, using it to get that inventory, paying the loan off. Because you get a discount for early payback, too. So if you have a good month, you pay it off. It's, you know, you get some discount. I think it's like 6%, 5% on the remaining interest. So, you know, that's a really good use. I'd point you in that direction if you're planning on, because you said you kind of buy and go. But,
we
you
buy
know.
Every day. I haul every day and we buy every day.
Well, yeah, then maybe if we can get you a little bit more than what you need to pay off, which we might be able to do, you know, I have to, depending on what the underwriting department thinks about the, you know, equipment that you're planning on securing, you know, if we get any extra capital on the side, is that probably your next use of funds, or be inventory, or?
It'd definitely be inventory.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've got a loader that I pay on every month. I mean, I don't know how much I owe on it. I think it's probably like $15,000, though. I mean, I could pay it off and use it as, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We'll buy the product. That's no problem. You know, the thing about us is we can't buy a huge amount of product and sit on it because we can't pay for it in 30 days if we don't sell it, you know?
Yeah. Is that what your payment's on with the quarry? Are you on net 30 with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm behind, you know. I'm like, I've not charged anything down there for a couple of months. But it's just hard to pay for it as we go and take all the money you have and then come up with, you know, a $10,000 payment too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like drowning in receive.
That's what you're doing, that's right. So it's kind of like, are we going to pay for it every day or are we going to borrow the money and pay them off? You know what I mean? And, I mean, I don't want to charge again. I don't like the whole process because, you know, you get your bill from them in 30 days, it's due. But you haven't collected your money in 30 days, right? Or what if you collect money and it doesn't come till the next cycle of billing, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you never really know where you're at.
It's because not everyone's on the same page.
That's
it's
right.
Like someone backs you up, now you got to back somebody else up.
That's
and
right. So you're looking at your books going, oh, yeah, we got enough money coming in this month to pay this. But then somebody screws you or files bankruptcy on you or, you know, that's happened to us before.
A couple different things.
Yeah, I had a guy, a company filed the gravel bill along with $98,000. We had sold a piece of land and invested 18 of our own money to get this job done quick and hire outside contractors. And they filed bankruptcy on us for $190,000.
You want to hear something? I'm dealing with a guy right now that he got, I mean, a little bit bigger. He's got like a $12 million steel company. But a few months ago, that's why he has to take out a loan with us. He got stiffed for $4 million. He got stiff for four. I couldn't believe it. I was like,
everything you have. You know, you take a we had $17,000. We're like, do we do this? If we bid on this job, we have to use this money. We had sold some land. It was a down payment, okay, on the land that we've sold. And we're like, okay, do we use this and make a gamble to make $6,000 or $7,000 and flip it in a week? Or, you know, do you not and play it safe? We decided, shit, that's $6,000 we're going to make on this. It'll be done in a week. They pay in 30 days.
Low-hanging fruit. Yeah, low-hanging fruit.
Well, guess what? It bit me in the ass. 30 days come along, we'd spent all of our money, plus we'd opened a whole account up for the gravel in our name, a separate account. 60 days go by, and they were the biggest contractor for American Electric Power. Contracting is who it was. But at the end of the day, a year and a half later, we find out the quarry that we bought the gravel from at that time was different than where we buy now, okay? And the investors in LMS Contracting were the same investors.
Oh, so you're playing both sides.
I thought, you know, when it was all done, I was like, you know what? That was way too easy to call, which we had bought from them for so many years, you know, and always paid what we said. You know, if it's due, we paid it. And if we got a little bit and didn't have the money in, I'd call them and say, hey, can I send you a check? Will you hold it till Friday because so-and-so pays Friday? Or, you know, can I pay you half this week and half next week? And they knew us so well. We bought so much from them. They knew I'd do whatever I said, you know. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but when I called to open this account for that particular job, it was like, I was like, I need to set up another account for this contractor through the power plant. Oh, yeah, Miss McKinney, sure. Nothing. It was so easy.
Because they were getting you from both ends. They were selling you and
yes,
then...
Yes. And we sold, you know, we bid it hook, line, and sinker. I had to remortgage my home. I had to, you know, I was on a 12-year pay to pay every rental I had off. I was having my home paid off in 12 years. Shit. I'm
not
having my home
paid
off for another 15 years. No? Mm-mm. You know, whatever. You know what? That's the way it'd be. I hate, if you ever cannot own your own business, don't freaking do it. And don't have any rentals because it sucks. I'm just telling you. It's bad. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, if I could just get someone to take a look at it, see if it's even a possibility. I don't want to go on for 3 or 4 weeks, and you know, and it not if our credit score is too low, if our, you know what I mean. If
no, we're gonna do this in days, not days. Like, you get me the paperwork tomorrow, I'll have you answers on Monday.
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do is continue.
No, I just don't want to devote a lot of time and be anxious over this and then knowing all along that it's not, you know what I mean?
It's not feasible.
The numbers are what they are. It's what it is, and it's black and white. I don't sugarcoat anything anyway. So, you know, it's black and white. This is what we have. This is what we owe. This is what our credit score is, you know, and this is why, you know what I mean? Like, if we're not a candidate for your services, then please just tell me, you know?
No, 100%. Like, we can definitely set something up. As far as actual numbers go, I can't get anything on my part until we get the paperwork in, just because, like, these loans are, you know, credit, there's algorithms, all that kind of nonsense. But you won't be waiting. That's definitely a nice part. Even if it's a decline or we're not going to be able to do it, or this won't work out, you'll know by, I can guarantee you, you will know by Tuesday of next week if you get me the paperwork tomorrow, you know?
Okay, so what do you have to have, and what do I...
What's a good email? I'll just shoot you the info. It's going to be an application, tax return, bank statements, and the equipment list that you want to... Whatever equipment you want to secure, you write it down, give us quotes on it, that kind of thing. What's a good email for you?
Give you a list of what equipment I have, and you want and you do equipment. You, nobody wants land; they want equipment, right?
We repo equipment
for a place. And he repos too. There's a company in Newark that's always sending him out. I mean, I don't know how the hell he got hooked up with him, but he's all the time going and repoing big equipment, you know. And I'm like, I don't understand that. Years ago, we were talking with the banker about this the other day. A friend of mine that works up there, and we were like, years ago, you bought property. And you had property, you had money, you know. You take that property, the deed to that property, and you go to the bank and say, you know, it's a $100,000 property, and you say, I need $20,000. You know, they hand you your money, you give them the deed to the property, let them put a lien on it, and you go on your merry way. Now it's like everybody's more interested in equipment or something, almost like it's more tangible than property is. You know?
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, we can just basically come over there, take it from you, and be on our merry way, and cut our losses, which, you know, that is what's in right now. Yep. Well, let me get a little bigger. What kind of, what other businesses? You have the McKinley Hauling, you have Big Sandy Stone, and you have a truck. Yeah, rifle them off for me real quick, just like, I know you guys are kind of all over the place, you know, repo, trucking, hauling. What are you specifically involved in?
The gravel business, we run the gravel yard. We buy the gravel, we haul it in, you know what I mean? The trucks are actually, they are through our McKinney Hauling trucking business. Now, we use them for the gravel yard. We pay a lot of expenses for them out of the gravel yard. But the trucks, they're in Mike and our personal name, because, the trucking company is not incorporated, okay?
The hauling?
McKinney Hauling is not incorporated. It is all on our personal side.
That's a sole prop.
Yes, and so are our rentals. No, that's incorporated. You probably should be this one.
Okay,
so the trucking business, we have big trucks that we haul the gravel to from the quarry to the business. I mean, to the gravel business. That's pretty much all that we do on that end. Okay, the rest of it is we have one truck that drives over the road, hauls a flatbed. We have one truck that hauls for Coca-Cola in a box bed. Now, we kind of laid off the trucks for a while. We used to haul coal until all that went down, and we kind of bailed on.
Is that interstate or intrastate, those trucks, you know, the Coca-Cola one?
Coca-Cola is in the state. The flatbed is intrastate. You know, it's all over the place.
Okay. Interstate. Okay, so, and those are the only two trucks that you have for hauling, the McKinney Hauling Company?
The dump trucks that we haul for the gravel business are in McKinney Hauling's name.
Okay, and how many of those do you have? Two, three, more than two?
More than two. I think there's two. I say shit, but I know I have two little ones. I think there's more than that, but what we run is two of the big ones, two tandem, I don't know how many wheels they have, like the six-wheelers or something like that, I guess. I don't know. They're like, they got a
six-axle. Three-axle.
We have two of the rigs with trailers on them, and then those are the Peterbilts. And then we have two, one's a 06, and I don't know what the model of the other one is. And then we have two of the tandem dump trucks that run the gravel. Then we have, I think we actually have three of those, but I don't know how many we have. I'll have to get a list from him. And then we have a backhoe, an excavator, a dozer.
Oh, and this is all under McKinney Hauling?
Yeah, all that we do under McKinney Hauling. When he hauls dirt or does a little demolition or something, we try to keep that as separate from the gravel business as we can.
Okay.
It's a catastrophe keeping up with all that.
Yeah, I'm sure. You got a lot on your plate here, Erica. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm the secretary, treasurer. I hate it.
Secretary, treasurer, CFO, advisor.
I have an apartment building that was built in the late 1800s. That was an orphanage, and it was changed in the 70s to an apartment. We bought it, right? As cool as it could be. But the downstairs apartment had a fire, like electrical fire, in the breaker box in the basement. I think my maintenance guy calls me, and I was like, he's like, what do you want me to do? I was like, is anybody in the house? He was like, yeah, and I was like, damn. I was going to tell you, just let it go.
Like,
it wouldn't hurt my feelings. If they were paid off, I'd drop the insurance and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Macy, nobody's here. I'm on the phone, okay? No, we're not. You're doing homework.
Oh, yes, you do, because you're not failing your spelling test. So go and let me finish my phone call.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you are, because I'm making you. Yeah, you are. Okay, leave me alone. Okay, leave me alone.
Oh, you could add mom to the list, too.
Oh, yeah, I've got a middle school and a seven-year-old that's your help. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Where's a good email I can send this to, Erica, and, you know, get going on this?
It's E as in Erica.
Mm-hmm.
G. That was actually my middle name, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
D. Like boy. B.
Oh, B as in boy?
Yeah, B as in boy.
Okay.
For Burchett, which is my maiden name, but B as in boy. 1970, because I had the oldest email in the whole wide world when we first came up with computers. Yep. at yahoo.com.
Perfect.
I put that email 25 years old.
Yeah, you can always tell when you get the Yahoo ones because like.
Yeah.
No, that was even before AOL, man. That's an ancient one.
Oh yeah, they're like, I'm like, what do you want my email to be? And they're like, use your initials in your birth year. And I was like, okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty much what I got on my personal. Same thing. All right, I'll shoot that info over there. And, you know, like I said, just it's really easy paperwork. It shouldn't take you more than, you know, a day or so to get it all compiled together. And just send it over whenever you can. If I don't see anything in my inbox from you on Monday, I'll give you a call. Does that sound good?
That's fine. You'll have something. I don't know. I have to gather all my bank statements. I'll go try to print them all off, actually. That'll be the easiest way. I'll try to have it to you no later than tomorrow. But I don't know that you'll have it to work on tomorrow. So
yeah, don't worry about it, honestly. Like, if you get it to me tomorrow afternoon, it probably won't even get processed by underwriting until Monday anyway. So, like, if it helps you
by
just...
My question about the bank statements is this. Would I be better off to send you my Holland statements? I mean, they're not as... The money doesn't turn over as much there, but the count's always pretty much in the good. You know what I mean? I don't know...
Honestly, if you could get both businesses just... I mean, we're going to have to run it through one business. And for working capital, it is weird because revenues are definitely, like, I'm assuming the gravel has more revenue, but then the hauling has more substance in the bank account.
Yes. The hauling makes the profit. You know, the gravel yard is, you know, it holds its own, but like I said, we're always paying a daily debt, you know what I mean? A fuel every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like... but I have a line of credit at them all too, you know. But the hauling account would definitely be probably one of the better, as far as if I'm an outsider looking in.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Send me them both. That way, I could be like, when I'm pitching this to underwriting, like, hey, look, they have $800K coming into this business, but they also have another business to where not as much revenue is coming in, but they have, you know, money. They have tangible. There's a lot more average ledger balance in there, which they also like. So
yeah,
honestly,
you
I think
know,
both would be great.
Months are the slowest time of year. You're talking our busy. No, Macy, watch for cars. There's not any coming. Our busiest time is like. Not in the probably in the early spring. Winter is dead. We plow snow. We do everything under the sun in the wintertime.
Okay.
Summer, you know, it's all based on weather. We have a lot of rain. Our business is like crazy. You know, there's a lot of dirt gravel roads in this county. This is like the largest county, like one of the largest counties in Kentucky, and I think it might be the largest county. And there's a lot of back road woods, hill hocks. You know, they don't have pavement. You know. So,
yeah.
Like, the weather, you know, when it rains a lot, we're hammered, you know. When it snows a lot and the roads fall apart, we're hammered.
And they have a dry summer, and then you're screwed.
You have a dry summer, and you're hoping you sell sand and slag and stuff because, you know, unless they're building, they're really not going to buy a lot of gravel.
I got you.
Which is why we tear houses down and, you know, do everything all garbage.
If it's not going to be, like, you know, too much of a hassle, I don't think it should be, you know, 6 versus 12. If it's seasonal... Get me 12 months, or, you know, like, let's do year, yeah, because it'll just, the more revenue you show, the better your banks look, the better chance you have of getting a good approval, getting more money, getting a longer term, and do some equipment on there, too, like, the equipment list will be there, because, like, again, that'll help you out as well. If you could do everything.
I won't list all the assets. No, Macy, they're not coming. I'm not doing it.
No, list just the ones that you would be comfortable securing. You know, it could just be one or two pieces, you know, something that's, you know, maybe got pretty high value to it, and maybe you just want to do one thing. It's good.
It's
going like,
to have to be a couple of things, because other than land, other than the actual property, the business and the buildings and, you know, the gravel business itself, which is land and buildings, you know, which you probably don't want. The equipment will probably have to be a couple, because
yeah, that's no problem.
It's not brand new. You know what I mean? It may be worth $40,000 on one piece and $25,000 on another and $60,000 on. You know, I don't even know.
No, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You got whatever you want to put on there. It could be one. It could be five pieces. You know, whatever you're comfortable with.
Stuff on there or not?
No, it has to be tangible equipment.
Okay.
That's all these guys want.
Okay.
All right, I'll send that email to you, and I'll circle back either tomorrow or Monday with you and just touch base, all right?
Okay, what was your name again?
Pete.
Pete, okay. Can I ask for you if I need to call back?
Yeah, no. Take down my number, but it'll be in the email, all my contacts, so you don't have to worry about an extension or none of that fun stuff. Do you have a pen in hand?
Where, mate? There is no snake. Where? No,
duty calls.
The trailer. Come on. The inbox trailer out here. And she's like, is that a snake? It's a wire. Hold on. Let me get a piece of paper. I was outside with her. Okay. Stop it. Come on. Go get your homework started now. I'm about to get mad. Sorry. This is birth control, by the way.
Yeah.
Right here. Birth control.
No.
Yeah. Well, stay with me. Okay. Pete, and your number is?
858.
858 225 2347. Okay. I will get working on the statements, and would it be better to fax them or
You can fax or email. I'll have all that on there for you. Whatever's easier, honestly. The bank statements, usually if you can get them online, you just throw them in a folder and file and shoot them over to me. And the application, you can print it out and scan it back, or I've even had people take pictures with their cell phones. We just got to be pretty clear, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I am in a digital literacy class that's kicking my ass right now in college, which is all computers. Because I am in the age that we only had word processing, right? Typing. Anyway, I'll figure it out. I'll get it to you.
All right. Good talking to you, Erica. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.